upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose MasterForce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from MasterForce today. Check out all our MasterForce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Technical difficulties as per usual. And Wheelchair Wednesday. This is nothing new, bro. Trust me. It always happens, Nate. This is not a special event. Okay, so back to what we were talking about. Any pain that you're dealing with? Do you have any?
I have a lot of pain. I have really bad scoliosis that's kind of slowly trying to crush my body. And that's actually because part of that is my spina bifida doing that. Because part of my paralysis is my lower back. I have abdominal control, but no lower back. On one side, actually. I have it on one side, not the other. One muscle doesn't fire. So I do have extreme scoliosis. I mean, like, my spine goes in all different directions. It's really cool to look at on an x-ray. It goes all these different waves and things, and that doesn't feel very good.
No.
So that also makes all of your joints and tendons and ligaments hurt because they're all twisting to try to figure out how to match the new form of the body.
Right.
So I have that. I do have some brain issues. So migraines and headaches are a very regular problem. And I also don't have a hip on one side whatsoever. It never grew.
What?
Deformity from spina bifida. Yeah. Just a random deformity from the spina bifida. There's supposed to be like this cuff that your femur sits into, the head of the femur sits into.
Yeah.
Mine just doesn't exist. It's just not there. Ooh. So my leg is just free floating inside of my body at all times. And I sit on it.
Oh God.
Yeah. It's pretty painful, along with the chronic illness that I have. It attacks my body and opens wounds. And so I get those too.
Okay. So that's a whole nother level of like, ouch. You know what I mean?
I have a lot of nerve pain. That's real fun. You know, that electrical fire inside of your body that just shoots everywhere. That's a blast.
Yeah, I got chronic nerve pain in my back, and that shit don't stop. I remember like, hey, is this ever going to quit? They're like, what does it feel like? I'm like, it's like I'm on fire on my back. They're like, oh, yeah, sorry, that's a nerve pain. I'm like, oh, great, thanks. I'll take it then, I guess. Yep. Fuck.
I describe it as an electrical fire because it feels electrical, but it also feels fiery at the same time. You get that, like when you get shocked, you tense, you lock. So you get that like electrical locking feeling, like you're just stuck.
It's like you almost want to, you almost want to like go back and like wherever the pain's at, you want to isolate it in that spot of the muscle if you can do it. It's weird.
Yep.
I mean, yeah, that's. Man, more pain than what I thought. Now, spina bifida, is that considered like a, you said, okay, so you got it by birth. Is that a disease or is that just a defect?
It's just a defect.
Okay. I wasn't sure what it was classified as. Because I know it's obviously it's not an injury, it's not a disease, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just a defect where your body basically, I guess, good way to put it in simple terms, your body just can't figure out how to finish developing itself correctly.
Right. Man, that's crazy, bro. That is crazy. But we welcome you here on Wheelchair Wednesday. Round of applause for coming through, by the way. Not that we're done or anything. I just felt like, you know, felt like hooking you up. Okay, so next question I got is, what would you say helped you the most live the life that you're living today? Like, what do you think gave you the best confidence and the most, like, you know what I mean? Help to keep going and live like you're living now.
Surrounding myself in the right people with the right choices.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense. You know, the right people helping make the right choices.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Yep, yep.
That simplify the life a little bit. I would say that.
Right.
Because sometimes, no matter how hard we try to get things done ourselves, it's just not going to happen. So sometimes the best way to simplify things is make sure you have the right people around you that can help you just get the right things done.
Yeah. Have a little help from my friends. They made a song about that. It's a good tune.
Yep. Community, man. Community. We'll put it that way. Community, teamwork,
mm-hmm.
having people around you. It's a big thing nowadays. It seems like a lot of people are antisocial and avoiding, and it's, you know, you got to get out of that realm. You got to get yourself out there. Surround yourself in the right things.
Yeah, the biggest thing I've learned about the wheelchair community is there's a lot of people that are scared to say, hey, hey, you want to hang out? Or, you know what I mean? Open your mouth. Like, say something. Closed mouths don't get fed. And I've realized, and I've learned a lot from my case manager here in Michigan, that a lot of people don't advocate for themselves. So they expect, you know, they expect their case manager or somebody else to advocate, and they don't give a damn. They're just there to make money. They don't care what you, you know, unless you're saying what you want, what you need, you're not going to get it. You know what I mean? Like, you got to get out there and you got to say something for yourself. Yep.
So it really just comes back to, again, attitude, attitude and how you're handling things.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
You gotta, absolutely. You got to take that leap out and put yourself in situations that are going to make your life better. You got to take that leap and put yourself around people that make your life better.
Mm-hmm.
And not be afraid to say, I need help. And not afraid to say, I need this. And not afraid to say, do this. You know, you got to do that.
Right. Now, we just talked about your pain levels. What about traveling? Do you like traveling? Does that hurt when you're on the road? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Definitely hurts. But I like traveling. I like exploring. I'm a person that likes experiencing a lot of as much new things as physically possible. So I do. I do tend to travel. Back a few years ago, I was going all over the place. And I was actually up in your area a couple years ago, too, even. I would go to nature parks and stuff. I said I like nature.
Mm-hmm.
I used to do wheelchair hiking. I have a big steel off-road chair that I would take hiking.
A track chair?
Huh?
Is it a track chair?
No, it's the chariot.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, you're talking about the Ben Hunsinger special.
Yep.
Yeah, yep. Shout out, yep. Ben.
I bought an affordable chair that I could just purchase in cash and that I could abuse the living crap out of. And I just started driving everywhere and going out into nature. Man, I took that thing through creeks and rivers and up hills. And I've thrown it down hills, probably why it's broke now. I made it to break steel.
Oh, yeah, them things are tough as shit, too. Sorry about my language. Yeah. The Spartan.
No, they are.
Yeah, SpartanOutdoorChairs.com, I think is what they are. Spartan Wheelchairs. Check them out.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely. They make a good product. And if you're breaking one, you're putting that thing through some hell.
Well, yeah. I mean, I told him when I got it from him that I was going to be getting more than one from him because I was going to end up breaking it. And he was like, man, it's all steel. And I'm like, you underestimate me. So it's broken.
All right.
I succeeded. I put over 500 pounds on the trailer and bent it.
Oh.
And then the part that's currently broke on it, I want to say I snapped it off when I jumped off a cliff on it. I kind of do dumb things. It's got some suspension on it. And I was like, I can do this. And I could, the chair couldn't, and it was a bit too far of a drop.
Yeah, it happens. You know, it happens.
Yeah. It was worth it.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah, I like to
memories.
Travel. But does traveling hurt? Yeah, absolutely. Is it worth it anyway? Also, absolutely.
Yeah, a little traveling story on my end. We went to Grand Haven last weekend. And I don't know if you know anything about Grand Haven, Michigan, but it's a very beautiful spot. They got lighthouses, a pier you can go on. Complete white sandy beach, no rocks, just nice smooth sand. Got to take a track chair out on the sand. Went out on the sand, hung out with the old lady. She went in the water. It was a beautiful time. Came back, went to some bars, had a great time, watched some live bands. Weekend was completely perfect. And then we went to leave, and I came out the hotel, my van, and my van had a light bar on the bottom bumper, and smoked it completely, tore it off the van. And hey, that was the only bad thing that happened all weekend. I didn't bitch and complain. The van ripped it off itself, threw it in the back seat, had her tuck the wire in the grill, and we took off. It was fun. But yeah, no, even though traveling does hurt, it hurt me. We went down to Florida, and when we came back, I was in so much pain. It took me like a week to recover, but not to say I didn't have fun. I did learn something new. Anxiety driving along the freaking highways is a thing.
Yes, it is.
Oh my gosh. And it hits you out of nowhere. Like, I'll be fine. Then all of a sudden I look in the distance and see a bunch of mountains and be like, feel like I'm got to like go off the road or something. It's crazy.
I think part of that also, I would almost say that part of that might actually stem from being paralyzed too. That anxiety
is
because we're a little bit more limited on our abilities to react and solve problems and fix things. Mm. It sucks a little bit more to be stranded in the middle of nowhere when you're in a wheelchair.
Right. Exactly. I think that's one of the biggest things is like the further that you are away from stuff and the scarier that things get, you're like, dude, if we crash now, we're stuck. Like, I'm stuck. What wrecker tow truck is going to be able to put me in there with my chair? None of them.
Yep. Or what happens if my vehicle dies and I'm out in the middle of the mountains and an absolute freaking nowhere? I mean, I'm going to just sit.
Right.
And wait.
And that's what's going to happen. Right.
Because that's all I've got.
Yep. You got it. Now, let's talk about, I got a couple questions left for you. Hobbies. We're talking about you doing the weightlifting. What's your biggest hobby right now? What do you do to keep busy?
I would say the weightlifting and content creation just for entertainment purposes.
Mm-hmm. And what type of content are you making?
I make a little bit of everything. I will go anywhere from having fitness and health to just acting a fool for entertainment, just joking, goof around. I might create some AI photos and make some jokes with them. And
you know, nice.
I kind of bounce around with my content. It depends on what part of the internet I'm on. We'll put it that way. It depends on what part of the internet, because I'm well-rounded. So you kind of put me in any environment, and I will try to find a way to fit in. So
I 100% feel that. I was with Facebook since it opened. I've been a, you know, longtime Facebooker, and when they got really, really serious and started banning people and kicking people off and taking, I was like, dude, what the heck? You know, you couldn't post anything without getting in trouble. Well then, you know, fast forward, all of a sudden they're like, you're monetized now. And I'm like, really? So now I'm like trying to be careful, even though I'm not making a whole lot of money, but it still helps pay for stuff. You know what I mean? Here and there, whatever. Yeah. So it's like, why would you not do it?
That's what I do too. Exactly. It's what I do too. Now I do motivational stuff and inspirational stuff and all those different things. But yeah, I with my current account, the day I created it, I got banned.
Yeah.
The same day.
Mm-hmm.
And then also the same day I got monetized, I got banned a second time with my very first post. The very first post I ever put on with monetization got me in trouble.
Sounds about right. Yeah.
Yep.
Sounds about right.
I think they took it for like they took me down for like 3 days. Said I couldn't post anything. I couldn't do anything in groups. I wasn't allowed to do anything at all.
Dang. Yeah, that sounds a lot like Facebook. One of the I got two questions left for you.
Okay.
A lot of us have special chairs that we've had for a long time. They stay with us. They help us. They get us in from, you know, in and out from places, in and out of bad situations, and we have a name for our chairs. Do you have a name for your chair or chairs?
Oh, gosh, I'm absolutely horrible with any form of name. No, I don't.
Bum, 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 bum.
I don't. I would feel, I don't know, I would feel pretty bad naming it the way I treat my chairs. I'm kind of, I'm heavily abusive. So, like, if I attach my emotions to it and I name it, man, I'm going to feel bad when I throw it in back of my truck or, you know, I throw it down a hill or...
You could just name it somebody that you're not too fond of. Like here you go, Brad. Yeah, Brad or whatever. Yeah. I don't know, you know, Bill or something,
you know, that would,
obscure.
That would make sense, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was a fun question because I've talked to so many people and it's like a 50-50, half do and half don't. You know, me, I don't know. I came from the car show culture. So everybody's car had a name. You know, this is old Betsy, yep, or this is, you know, Johnny Red, or, you know, 55 Merc or whatever. So I took my, and I seen when they brought in my Permobile F3, I was like, that thing looks like Johnny number 5. I don't know if you've ever seen Short Circuit, the movie with the robot that got hit with lightning. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. Johnny number 5. A lot of people, when they see my license plate on the back, it says that, and they're like, oh, I get it. And I'm like, hey, and I give them a sticker. But yeah.
That's awesome.
Now, last question I got for you is going to be, what would be your biggest piece of advice for somebody that has to live their life, not only with like spina bifida, but just in a chair alone? Like, what would your advice be to those people?
Work on your mental health, and your fitness. Those two things are going to make everything better. Everything. That is literally it. Mental health and fitness, because the mental health will give you the strength to take on life. And the fitness will give you the mobility and the ability to do so, because being unfit in this condition makes everything 1,000 times harder.
That's right. Well said. I think all of us have to work on all that, me especially, for the fitness part. You know, the mental health, I'm doing okay at, but we all need a helping hand every once in a while. You know what I mean? I highly recommend reaching out. Like I said, open your mouth. If you got something you want to talk about or you're feeling like something, reach out to somebody, you know?
Yep. And mental health doesn't always, I'm not necessarily saying you need a professional. Maybe you just need a best friend.
Right.
Maybe you need a stranger to unload on who doesn't know you. And so you're not worried about judgment. You're not worried about what they think of you, because you can be like, you know, you're on the internet and you're 500 miles away. You don't know nothing about me. Maybe you just need a stranger to unload on who's cool with that. Who's like, you know, let's do this. No mm-hmm. biggie.
Absolutely.
You know, when I say address your mental health, I'm not necessarily saying you need a professional. Maybe you just need to reach out to just literally anybody.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Now, a great place to do that is SCI Life. If you guys want to check that out, anybody, I'm serious. You go into SCI Life and you type in anybody want to talk, I guarantee you're going to get boom, 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 boom. What's up? What do you need? Let's talk. I'm here for you. You know, Spinal Cord Injury USA, another great group. Love those guys over there. Shout out Clint. You know, when we say wheelchair mafia, it really is. You don't have to be in a wheelchair to be in the wheelchair mafia. It's a family. We're all part of this in one way or another. You know what I mean? So,
I mean, I'm not even an SCI person. I'm in that group and I've met a whole lot of great people and good friends out of that, and awesome, awesome people out of that group.
Right.
So, and I'm not even just like all of the others in there, but nobody cares.
But no, and I think I'm one of the guys that brought you in. I've seen you, you know, wanting to get in. I think I let you in. I don't know. I don't want to get into it. So many people in that group, but when we see, you know, anybody that's, you don't have to be SCI to join SCI Life. Like, you can be just, you know, down on your luck and you broke your leg and then you got to sit in that wheelchair for a year, and we'll let you in just so you can see how somebody else does it, or just to get some inspiration or whatever. We're here to uplift people, and spread joy, man. That's what life is like. Have fun.
I've actually had that exact situation happen that you're talking about. A full able-bodied person who broke their leg and was stuck in a wheelchair, ended up having to have surgery and pins and rods and all that crap. So, you know, it took them like, you know, months to recover. Mm-hmm. And they were in the wheelchair and they messaged me. I was like, how do you do this? Like,
right.
I just learned a whole new level of respect for you, because I can't figure out how to do my dishes. I can't figure out how to cook, and I can't figure out how to shower, and I can't figure out how to get dressed. And it's not that I'm in a cast. It's that I'm in a freaking wheelchair. They're like, yep. How have you done that your entire freaking life?
And it's funny. Like, well, it's funny thing because like what you're saying, I've had people talk to me about certain things such as like around that, you know, sort of same level. And it's not even the fact, like you said, it's not even the fact of the injury or whatever. It's the wheelchair and being, you have to have it to mobilize yourself. How do you do this? How do you get there? How do I reach that? You know, really, it's just everybody has to figure it out for themselves. I can't tell you how I do something and expect you to be able to use my advice to do what you're trying to do, because it ain't going to work that way.
I can give you thoughts and I can give you ideas and I can give you things that you can do trial and error with from experience, from my experience.
Right.
But that doesn't mean it's going to work for you. It works for me, but it may not work for you, but it might trigger a thought that you're like, wait, I have a thought. I might be able to figure this out now.
Yeah.
That's the most we can do. We cannot tell you the answers because we don't have them. Like you just said, you and I, we're different. I mean, you're considered a para, right?
Yep.
And I'm considered a para. But I'm pretty sure you and I are very, very different paras.
Oh, I wish I had ab muscles. That's all I'm going to say. I miss my abs.
Yeah. See, exactly. You and I are two very different people when it comes to being paraplegics. So I can't tell you how to live your life, and you can't tell me because it's going to be different. Only thing we could do is throw ideas at each other. Like, hey, have you tried this? And then jog some thought. That's it.
Right. Right. And that's where stems the helpline, man. Like people, I mean, you got to have people in front of us, people before us. Imagine being like in the Civil War, you got your leg blown off. Now you got to spend the rest of your life in a wheelchair. Like you ain't got no SCI life to talk to. You ain't got, people are like, look at old Jebediah over there in the corner. He can't dance with nobody. But it's like,
yeah,
you know,
we're lucky in this world.
Yeah. Nowadays you have a system to reach out and say something. So say something, say what's up, say, hey, what's going on. Right. Don't be afraid. Yeah. Right. People from all different countries, they'll message me and send me a thumbs up. And I'm just like, is this a scam? I don't know, but I'll give you a thumbs up. You ain't getting my bank card number, but you know, it's just the way it is. You show love, you get love, love gets spread. You know, people get help. And like you said, it might not be what you need, but it could spark an idea. So, yeah, man, thanks for joining us, Nate. Let's give a big round of applause. And we're going to be splicing yours together because you know how our internet likes to chop stuff up in half. We'll put it all together. We'll throw it on everything else on the podcast stuff. But right now, yeah, we're on YouTube, Facebook, Kick, Rumble, and a couple other things, I think. Stick with me, Nate. And we'll talk to you here after the we're done broadcasting. Everybody else, thanks for watching. If you yourself want to get on one of these, hit me up. You know where I'm at. Wheelchair Rick on Facebook. You know, otherwise, keep watching along, and we'll see you next time here on Wheelchair Wednesday. See ya.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.